Rob, it's Mike and Lou and Steve today. How are you?
Hey guys, I'm doing all right. We got in at like 5 a.m. So, late night.
Well, I appreciate you taking a quick nap and getting up to talk with us. Logan Mankin said after the game, this was one that he felt like your team should have won. That the talk in the aftermath in the locker room was, "We let one get away." Rob, did you feel like that, and do you feel like that this morning?
No, I'm just frustrated because, you know, I'm frustrated with myself. I always like to hold myself to a high standard, and you know the one scramble play there on 3rd and 7. You know, that's something that we shouldn't have let happen. Coming into the game, we knew that, you know, the running game was going to be a point of emphasis. You know, we shut down the running game except for Cam Newton. So, you know, that's just frustrating for us. And, I think that if you look at the three games that we've lost, I say we've lost them because we just didn't play the way that we should have played. And that's just a tough feeling, you know, tough pill to swallow when you don't play the way you want to play because we're capable of playing better. And you got to give credit to those guys when credit's due, and they're, you know, the number one team in time of possession in the league. You know, our job is to try and get the ball to the offense as much as possible. You know, each team had 7 possessions. That's just, you know, it's just kind of crazy. But, and again, as a defensive player, you know, mentally, you know, that's on us. That's on the defense. We got to get the offense the ball. We can't have long drives. You can't have a scrambling quarterback. You know, it's just 3rd and 7, give up 14 yards. You know, it's just a thing that just, you know, it's hard to sleep at night when you have, you know, games like that.
You know, what happens there anyways? Because we were talking about that with Cam Newton saying, is it discipline? Because that one, like the highlight reel play, you know, that was seemed like it was more of an open field where you just know he's a great athlete and it is difficult. But there were others. Was it the way you look at it? I know you probably look at the film now in the next couple of days. Was it discipline as far as keeping him contained?
There's always a, you know, it's tough as a pass rusher because mentally you're trying to beat the guy in front of you and doing so to get to the quarterback, but you have to do it in a controlled manner, which is hard to beat somebody in a controlled, you know, football's not like there's no control in football when you're trying to rush a guy and beat him, but yet stay in front of the quarterback. It's not easy. So you mentally, you have to just change your mental process of how to rush the passer. And on that specific play, I mean, I beat the guard, you know, the guard, I watched the play and I was wondering how I fell, but I guess the guard was trying to hook me and he fell too. So my feet got tangled up and I was trying to grab his legs and he pulled his legs out, ran backwards. And, you know, just a athletic play there where, you know, Hightower was coming, stops, goes back, you know, and by the time Chandler gets there, there's 2 offensive linemen that are coming to clean you out. So it's just one of those tough plays where an athlete made a play. So, you know, you just got to give him credit for that. I mean, it's just, there's no other really way to make an excuse. You can't make an excuse for it. You just have to accept the fact that a good football player made a football play.
Did you, Rob, happen to see the last play from your vantage point on the sidelines, in the end zone? And if so, what did you think of the play?
When you see a play like that, you know, on the previous drive when Devin was holding his arms in the air and the tight end pulling his arm to him and they call hold you for holding, that's frustrating. And then when they throw a flag at the end of the game, you think, okay, it's a blatant foul, and the foul's made. There's a guy being, both arms are wrapped around a receiver, you know, as the ball's in the air. A foul's a foul, you know, no matter what it is, the ball is there. It's not like the ball's 20 feet over his head or, you know, it lands on the 5-yard line or, you know, the ball's there. If the ball's obviously not even close, then, okay, you can understand, like, not a catchable ball. But when the ball is, you know, anything within 3 feet of Gronk is a catchable ball, mm-hmm. You know. So, it's just,
So you initially
can't make an excuse for it.
Yeah, and not make an excuse, but so you thought what we all thought. When the flag goes down, it's pretty evident pass interference. I guess my question as a player, Rob, when they pick it up, when they pick up the flag and the explanation is there is no flag and they sprint off the field, what is that feeling like as a player watching the flag get picked up and watching officials just sort of jog off like, okay, game's over, we didn't call a penalty, our bad.
That's the frustrating part, because you're wanting to hear an explanation for why the flag was picked up and to clarify it or to justify the reasoning behind it. You know, the guy that threw the flag was the one that was standing right behind the ball right there, and the side ref ran over and said, well, it wasn't catchable. Well, I mean, anyone knows if you're, you know, 20 yards away from the action, you know, the ball might have looked not catchable, but when you're right there, I mean, when you look at the replay, the ref that was right behind Gronk threw the flag. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just it's a tough way to lose a game, especially when, you know, your offense does, you know, so well to get down to that point, and, you know, it's an obvious foul. You know, it should have been at least, you know, a 5-yard penalty. I mean, if it wasn't pass interference, it was defensive holding. So,
I guess I'm wondering, like, obviously the emotion is high. Maybe you're still not kind of over it. Maybe you still question it. But you're in that locker room. How quickly is it addressed as a team? Like, oh, there are other opportunities that we missed out on as well. Or does that happen? Or do you just sort of individually deal with that?
No, definitely. There's a ton of plays that we could have done better, you know, should have played better. You know, there's always a handful of plays that change the game. I mean, I could think of 3-4 plays myself that defensively, you know, I could have done better, and I should have not let the quarterback, you know, step up in the pocket, or I shouldn't, you know, it's just, they're always thinking about a certain play here, a certain play there. So, you know, there's never a perfect game, but you just want to, at the end of the game, you want to feel good about what you did. And I feel like, you know, we just had a bad taste in our mouth after that game. We should have definitely capitalized, you know, on our opportunities better.
So, as one of the team leaders, how do you guys put this behind you and concentrate on what's a big game this week too?
Yeah, well, you have to, because, you know, we're playing a big game. You just got to turn the page on this last game here and just move on from it, because, you know, you can't dwell on it and, you know, think about it during the week of preparation for Denver. So, you know, we're going to move on from it and, you know, try and learn from the mistakes that we made. And, you know, it's still a long season. We got a lot of games to play, and we're still in a good position here. So we just have to, you know, to continue to press on and, you know, improve and, you know, keep winning football games.
Well, I guess you won't know until Sunday night when you take the field, but last one for me, you play with them for a lot of years. You saw him do a lot for your offense. You think it'll be weird if Wes Welker's out there wearing the Broncos uniform and you get locked up in coverage with him on the other side after playing with him for so long, Rob?
You know, that's the one crazy thing about the NFL is you're always, you know, playing against somebody that used to play with, or, you know, you're friends with in college, or, you know, it's just the way the NFL works. So, no, I don't think it'll be any different. You know, we're just going to go out and play hard, and, you know, we got to prepare well for Wes. He's a great football player. We all know that. So, you know, again, just go out there and, you know, play just like it's any other game. Just go out there and, you know, I'm still gonna hit Wes like I hit any other receiver, you know. So it'll definitely be a fun game. A lot of excitement for this game.
Sunday night, it's an early arrival for you this morning, 5 a.m., Rob. Appreciate you getting up and talking with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Rob Ninkovich joining us here, Patriots Monday on a Tuesday.